Come on, come on, hurry up. Nobody cares our bus broke down, just want a good time at Curtains Up. I swear, if he says the show must go on, I'll clobber him. Donna Roberts laughed at her roommate's grumble. Lydia let the company's chief nagger get under her skin at the best of times. For Lydia, like most in their national touring production of Sweet Charity, those best times came only when performing. Now Lydia groaned. It also got under her skin that Donna was not among that most. Don't tell me you can still laugh. The 2.5 days since closing in Omaha had been tough. They'd also been a breath of fresh air and real life to Donna. Not that being in a national touring company wasn't rewarding. The weeks of rehearsals in New York had been amazing. Learning songs and choreography had left her walking on air, metaphorically. Literally, her feet had ached like crazy. So months on the road wore off the gloss. That was only natural. "Come on, come on," Brad shouted again. "Get your stuff to your rooms, get what you need, and back here in 20. "We would if we could," Lydia muttered. Crew that had been on the bus should have been at the theater hours ago to prep for curtain. They'd slung bags into the lobby pell-mell, sending arriving's routine confusion into chaos. Donna slid off her coat to drape it on the lobby's old-fashioned banister. No way was she risking her prize to the protruding corners and edges of the luggage pile. She stepped over a bag, slid her foot into a crack, and stretched toward a slice of blue that might be... "Sound check, top of the hour. Everybody but Charity." "Sure, Miss TV star gets a pass," Lydia hissed to Donna. "Then run through only before curtain. Run through only," Brad shouted. 20, not a second more. Go, go, go." Donna shifted her weight to her front leg. She elbowed aside a knobby canvas bag with something protruding and, yes, it was her bag. If she could budge that duffel, which had to outweigh her, and the suitcase on top of it, she stopped, frozen by the sensation of a spotlight trained on her when she was neither on stage nor a star. Still, from her high school and college days, she wasn't unfamiliar with the experience. This brought similar warmth across her chest and throat, while her fingers and toes went cold. Butterflies rioted in her stomach, and her heart swelled with a rightness. Yet this was different. Yes, that was it. Each element was even warmer, even colder, even flightier, and carried far, far more rightness. Slowly, she lifted her head. A tall young man with broad shoulders stood at the edge of the company's chaos. He wore a blue striped shirt tucked into jeans, topped by a plain tan winter jacket and a dark brown cowboy hat. She had never seen a cowboy hat look more at home on anyone, including John Wayne and Steve McQueen. He wasn't the most gorgeous man she'd ever seen. She'd been in the business for a year and a half now, and she'd seen a fair number of drop-dead gorgeous guys. Feature for feature, he didn't match up. No way. Attractive, absolutely. Appealing? Oh, yes. And something else. Real. That was it. Real. He looked back at her steadily, almost solemnly. Deep in his eyes, a light burned that she couldn't quite catch, almost as if she glimpsed. Donna sucked in a breath. The sound snapped her trance, and she broke the look. What had gotten into her? He probably wasn't even looking at her. Most likely, she'd caught the edge of somebody else's spot. Plenty of the girls were knockouts. They sure were taller, with legs that went on and on and on, while Donna's just went. He was probably looking at Lydia or Rayanne or Mary Beth or Nora. She hoped not Nora. She looked back at the young man. He was looking at her. Only at her.